Okay. I'm going to just briefly call the roll, and then we'll, unless someone want to act the secretary for the immediate time period, but I'll go over the roll right quickly. Margie Wilkerson, she said she wouldn't be able to make it. Janet Colburn.
Present.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Jose Luis Valentez. Present.
Here. I'm on mute. Sorry, here.
Okay. Doreen Roberts. That she wouldn't be able to make it. But everyone mute their phone. Can you hear me? You got it. For some reason. Could everyone mute their phones if you're on?
Hello? I couldn't hear you after Serene what you or what you said when you called Serene.
Serene Roberts said she wouldn't be able to make it from the email I got from her. Okay, Adriana? I thought I heard Adriana earlier.
Costa, yes, Neva. I'm here.
Okay. Is Raul on the line? Carolyn Burden? Tim Kaufman? George Ryder?
Yep.
Benito Diaz?
Present.
Okay. I call Kim Kaufman. Okay, we have eight. So we have one, two, three, four. We have seven people. That's a quorum. Anyone wish to be acting secretary? Secretary for the night? Volunteer? Who is that? Who? I didn't. Did someone say something? Okay, we have any volunteers for secretary? Wayne, hello? Who in the second time? Do we have any? Hello? Could everyone mute their phone? If you're not going to speak, could you just put your phone on mute? Hello? Okay. So now, for the third time, do we have anyone who wants to volunteer for secretary? Not to just...
Benito, I tell you what. To answer the question, no, I do not wish to volunteer. But given that no one else has done so, I will do it again tonight. But I'm telling you, this is not a good idea because I took the notes last time and I forgot, to be perfectly honest, I forgot to produce the minutes.
That's okay.
I don't think you need somebody like that for a secretary. So somebody, I think somebody else should step up, but I'll do it for tonight.
Okay, we're all volunteering, and thank you for last time, Riette, and thank you for tonight. We can get them together and vote on at another meeting. That's not a big issue. But so you all received a copy of the draft agenda. Everyone should have received it. Okay, can I get a motion to adopt the agenda?
Benito, so moved.
Janet K. May I ask a question?
Yes, Janet K.
Would you read the agenda for the stream? For the
okay, we have a call to order. The first item is the election of officers. We have 15 minutes allocated to that. We have minute approval, 5 minutes. We're going to do some more discussion of the in-person meeting, 15 minutes. Discussion of a regular meeting date, 10 minutes. And then we have the next meeting. So we have an agenda that's been moved and seconded. Any objections to the agenda?
Hello, this is Raul, just joined.
Okay, we have Raul. Okay, without objection, we have the agenda approved. And now we'll take nominations for officers.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I move that Tony Norman for chair of coordinating.
We move that Tony Norman become chair. I will accept. Are there any other nominations for chair? Calling a second time. Any other nominations for chair? And a third time. Any other nominations for chair? Okay, thank you for that. Tony Norman is elected chair. Thank you all for that show of support. Now we have nominations for secretary. Are there any recommendations or nominations for secretary? Any nominations for secretary? I know it's a very competitive position.
I'd like to nominate Adriana.
Adriana, do you accept that nomination?
Okay, I accept it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank
you. Adriana has accepted it. Are there any other nominations for secretary? And for the third time, any other nominations for secretary? No other nominations. Congratulations, Adriana. You are secretary. Okay. Thank you. I don't think we need to elect any more other officers. We'll proceed. Of course, Benito doesn't have the minute, so he's going to prepare the minutes, and I guess we'll review them and go over them at the next meeting. So I guess, Adriana, are you going to assist us tonight in taking notes?
Yes, I can do it.
Okay. That way we don't have to put any more pressure on Benito. Okay, the next item we... I'm sorry. The next item we have on the
I want to thank Diana.
You are welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Adriana. The next item that we have on the agenda is the in-person meeting. As you all know, we submitted a poll. And I don't know if everybody got to that. I thought we sent out the results of that.
Tony, point of information. It's George.
Yes, George. Yes.
I have elections as the next item on the agenda.
I'm sorry?
I have elections as the next item on the agenda.
You may have an old... Well, we did just did the election.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was elections for the, for the committee. I thought it was the election for the PNB. Okay, go ahead.
No. It was just offices for the committee.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, the in-person meeting... we have, I think, I'm just going to roughly go, but I don't have it in front of me because I thought we submitted, Serene, and we submitted the report of the poll. Generally, the poll, I think we had five or six that preferred the last weekend in May. We had maybe seven that they could go either way.
Tony, you're fading.
I'm sorry? Can you hear me
you're
now?
You're fading. Yeah.
Okay. And the two dates that were put on the table was it the second or the third? The other one was the third week of May, the weekend before Memorial Day weekend.
Tony,
and,
you're...
I'm sorry?
You're fading.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and so, and then some members proposed some other dates. We're trying to get, but the most were leading for the last weekend in May. And before we submit a final recommendation, we do have time. I know the further out we go, I guess we can serve on air flight and hotel. But that's where we are now. But if there's a date that we can get, that I know one, I know Jim said he couldn't make, Jim Brown said he couldn't make that the weekend before Memorial Day. He was the only board member that couldn't make the last week. I'm sorry, the last, Jim said he couldn't make the last week of May, and then I can't make that third week of May. But we're still looking at dates, but those were the results of the poll. So if there's any other dates on the table, we can we have time to finalize dates.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, it seems at least at the one hotel that we checked, the closer we are to like Memorial Day or any of the holidays, it actually wasn't even necessary for it to be that particular holiday weekend. People stay over or come early. More than likely, they stay over another week or something. And so the prices were higher even for that weekend following the Memorial Day weekend. It wasn't a lot higher per person per room, but it was $10 more per person per room. And, the airlines was definitely higher as well. I can't remember by how much Lawrence was checking this out. But nevertheless, so maybe like mid-June, what are those dates? But just as another date to throw in the pot, because also I just wanted to mention that not everyone sent in their preferences on the board. We didn't get 22 responses, so it might be good to throw in another date that might be more acceptable to more people. But
yeah, someone
we need to finalize
that.
It on at the next PMB open session. Open agenda meeting. We should definitely finalize this.
Yeah, I think someone for June the 18th, which is a Thursday, through June the 20th. June the 11th through June the 15th, which is the second weekend in June, has been proposed.
Okay.
Hopefully, that's not. We can circulate that as an additional date.
Yeah, that would be. I think that would be good because.
I was.
Point information.
This is George.
Yes, I heard George, and then let's hear Janet Kay. Yeah, George.
I think we need to have this meeting as soon as possible. So I'm not happy about putting it to mid-June. If you want another date, is there any reason not to take the first weekend in June, which would be the 5th through the 6th? That'd be 1 week later than the last week in May.
The only reason I would suggest is the cost. We lower the cost the further out we push it, I think.
You got 2.5 months. Airfares, it doesn't matter. Anyway, my suggestion would be the first weekend in June if you want another date. But
we can circulate that date. I mean, we're all open now. We're not locked in. We're going to submit dates to be. What we'll do is the dates we have proposed we'll submit to the board in advance, and then we'll have to vote on it at the meeting.
This is Lydia.
George. Yeah,
Janet
Lydia?
Kay, I had a point of information.
Oh, I'm sorry, Janet Kay.
Right. So this kind of has gone round and round a number of times. We've come up with dates. We proposed to the PNB and took a poll and then got the results, and now it's back with this committee, and then we're going to do it again. And then, I'd like to know how the final decision will be made. Will it be made, are we going to present dates to the PNB and then wait for responses and then we discuss it again? Or,
this is Lydia.
Good point. Can anybody answer that?
Okay.
Thank you. This
yeah.
is Lydia.
Lydia, you want to go and then I'll come after Lydia.
Yeah, I'll type up a motion. And so I am going to propose that we add those two weeks early in June, and that we send out a poll like we did last time for the full board with a roster of the full board. If before we vote on it as a board at an open agenda, open session meeting, if we have not heard from all 22 members, then Tony, if you don't mind calling whoever has not responded. I don't think we should rely just on email because of the volume of email that we get. And then someone will say they, you know, didn't see it, but that shouldn't hold things up. On the other hand, we want all 22 members present. That's the whole point of the poll. And so whichever of those weeks I think that we can get all 22 of our people there, that should be the date. So unless you have an objection to that, Tony, to calling whatever the stragglers are, which shouldn't be a lot.
No, I wouldn't. I don't have an objection as long as I get the numbers. But no, I can do that.
Sure.
But to respond to Janet. Janet Kay. Ultimately, the P&B will make the final selection, and hopefully, it will be at the next public meeting. We just want to present the option of dates and the poll, and we'll present all that at the next public session, and then the P&B will make a decision. Yes.
Okay, but can we put a deadline for responding to the poll?
Okay, well, sure. What do you?
Let me clarify my motion, if I may. And like I said, I'll send it in writing right now. My motion is that we will send out an email. Anyone who has not responded to the email prior, how many days do you need to call people, Tony? 2 or 3 days?
At least 2 days, yeah.
Okay, 2 days prior to the next open session, open agenda meeting, Tony will call them. And then by the time we have the meeting, we will know what all 22 people want to do, which is their date. Does that sound reasonable?
But hopefully, just to answer Janet's question, we can probably set a deadline as the night before the P&B meeting.
If they're going to respond by email, then it would have to be 2 days before the P&B meeting, so you can make the phone calls of anyone who has not responded by email.
Okay.
Okay. That's my motion.
So you want to redo your motion again so we can have it down? What's your motion again, Charlie?
Yes. That the weekend of June 4th through to the 8th and the weekend of June 11th to the 15th will be added as choices for the in-person P&B meeting, will be sent by email, and will be a response will be expected. Well, let's make it... why don't we just make it in 7 days from today? I mean, how long does it take to respond to this? Now, let's do that instead. Any objections if I do it that way? Okay. And anyone who does not respond, Tony will call. Is that okay? Okay.
Yes. Everyone heard the motion? Is there any discussion on that? Yes, Janet K.
Well, I just wanted to amend it.
Yes, Janet.
Okay. Yeah. Can a tally of the responses be sent to the P&B after all of the responses have been obtained?
Sure, I don't see any problem with that. Any objection with that?
Who will send it? You or Diana or both of you? Both of you will work it out.
We'll both work it out. If I get it, I'll send it, and I'll try to send it.
Okay.
Okay. We've heard the motion with the amendment. Is there any objection to that? Okay, without objection.
Lydia,
I'm typing that.
Thank you.
Okay, so we...
Okay, could I... First, Lydia, would you add my amendment because I can't.
Yes.
Not at a computer right now. Thank you.
Okay. So that's been approved with, without objection. The next item we have on the agenda, my agenda just, what is the item we have on the agenda? My computer just went out, but what was the next item on the agenda? I'm sorry?
PMD, oh, yeah. Ricky, meeting.
As I recall, we voted on this the last at our last coordinating committee meeting, and we passed the motion. And we're just, I'm sorry?
Well, my recollection is we actually referred it to committee.
Yeah, I'm saying that the coordinated committee actually, yeah, we referred it to the coordinating committee, and we actually considered it. And
well, you
and
did.
Voted on it. Yeah, and I think
Janet
we voted
Kay,
on the...
Point of information.
Janet, yes, Janet Kay.
Sorry. When whoever responded to what the agenda item is said what they said, it got chopped off or somebody else was talking. Could you repeat what the agenda item is we're talking about now? Sorry.
We're talking about the regular PMB meeting.
Thank you.
To decide on a regular PMB meeting. And we discussed this, and I think we took a vote on it at the last coordinating committee meeting. I think, Lydia, didn't you make a motion to that effect?
Yes. Yes.
Would you repeat that, what it was?
Yes, it was to hold it on the first Thursday of the month. And that would be our regular open session. And then there was discussion about all kinds of other things, but we at least wanted to nail that part down because obviously you can have special meetings when required. I would have to go back because I think I typed it up and sent it to the committee, but definitely the first Thursday of the month would be our regular meeting. And I had recommended executive sessions as needed. I don't remember if that was part of the motion. That's why I'd have to look up what I thought I typed up and sent to the committee. But anyway. However, it has not been passed by the PMB yet, but that was this committee's motion that was passed. Oh, Benito might have it.
Yeah.
Yes, Benito Benito, let's go with
you. And George.
Okay, we got Janet Kay and George. Yeah, Benito.
Okay, so I don't have Lydia's email in front of me, but my notes say that have the regular meeting on the first Thursday from 8:30 to 11 o'clock Eastern time, and have closed sessions on the weekends if necessary. Then what we did, we didn't really vote on the closed session thing, but we did vote, we separated the question, the motion. We voted separately for each. And the vote on the first Thursday, there was no objection. The vote on the time block, it was 5 yes, 1 no, and 2 abstain.
So we voted on the first Thursday from 8:30 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. Those were the things we did
correct.
Vote on. And then I guess any meeting, I think we left it at, if there's anything we need to do, maybe that fourth Thursday or something. Well, we didn't get to it, but that was debated. But that's what we did vote on. Well, let me go to Janet Kay. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I support for the open sessions, I support the first Thursday, except for the month of April this year, because we're going to have another PMB meeting next Thursday, and that will be 3 weeks in a row. And so then the first weekend in April, or first Thursday in April, will make it 4 Thursdays in a row. So April has 5 Thursdays. So I'm proposing to amend that for April, it would be the second Thursday.
Instead of amendment, you want to, Janet, you want to just make a motion that we can vote on, because it's already voted on. You can just make a motion now. you want to make a motion in regards to this upcoming April meeting?
That the April open session meeting be on the second Thursday of April.
Okay. Is there any discussion on that? The motion is that the upcoming meeting of the PNB regular meeting, not regular, but I guess special meeting, be April, the second Thursday of April. Any discussion or objection to that? Okay, we'll prove it without objection. Could you submit that in writing to Adriana, because we're going to make these recommendations for the PNB to vote on these?
Okay, it'll have to wait a little while. I'm almost at my computer.
I think George?
Yeah, I must have missed the meeting, so it was really... I had thought that the meeting... Well, I was present when it was referred back to committee, partly because of the time zone problem with Puerto Rico, and I guess I missed the meeting where this happened. So, is that the case, or
let's clarify PNB meetings and coordinating committee meetings. The PNB referred it to the coordinating committee.
Right? And when did the coordinating meeting meet on it?
The last meeting we had, we discussed it at the last meeting. The date, Benito would know that, may have better.
Yeah, March the 2nd.
I don't think you were on, George.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. I thought the sequence was different. That's fine. I'm not too happy about having closed session meetings on weekends.
That wasn't voted.
That wasn't voted on.
Okay. Discussed, George. It was just, I agree with you.
It was just a discussion of as needed, you know.
Okay. So we didn't vote on that or recommend that. That was just a discussion.
Well, my recommendation would be if we have closed session meetings, that's be on a Thursday when we're not meeting in open session, and we also make it an hour shorter than it was before to be accommodating for... it's Roberto, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, he goes by Robert, but I think that... Oh, sorry.
So anyway, suggestion, I'd rather do that than meet on a weekend. And so I'll make that as a motion to we meet on Thursdays when there's not an open meeting, and we also limit the time to no later than 11 o'clock.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Yeah, Lydia.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. The one thing that I have long thought we should do is notify, in particular, the task forces and committees as well, though, that they should avoid meeting on Thursdays if we're going to, which I think we should. The CPB, I remember a couple years ago, the ombudsman was contacting several of us saying that they had reports that we were the overuse of executive sessions. So it's good if we don't just routinely expect to have them, but that we schedule them as needed, but as needed on the Thursday when we don't meet for another meeting. But we should alert the committee, and I think it's the affiliates task force that meets on Thursdays, but ask them if they can meet on another day so they don't get bumped, unless they don't mind being bumped, but that they be at least be aware of this motion. But I support the motion.
Okay, George, could submit that in writing so Adriana, we can get that down for our records. Yeah, Janet Kay.
Yeah, so Lydia just used the word as needed. I think that I'd like to amend George's motion to include as needed. I don't think he included that.
Okay, I guess that's... What was that, George? I didn't hear you.
I thought I did say that, but we'll put it in. I'll send it right on.
Yeah, if we can get that in writing so we can know for sure what we're voting on, it won't be any debates when we make a report to the PNB.
Benito.
Who is that? Yeah, Benito.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful if we identified which weekend, I mean, which Thursday we're talking about. If we're going to meet on the regularly on the first Thursday, I'd like to suggest the third Thursday.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, I think that the fact that if there's some opportunity to change our culture of expecting to have executive sessions, although I know this is a matter of being able to schedule our own personal, you know, lives around this, but usually executive sessions are by virtue of a time sensitive nature issue. So, like, you know, unless something really requires a board vote, for example, everything else can be, it's just information, sensitive information coming that can be sent by email. But if we need to vote on something or to discuss something in executive session, that kind of implies that it would be time sensitive, and so therefore you wouldn't be able to schedule too much around it. So I think I like it as needed to just leave it at that for now and see how that works out. And I think, I know in my personal situation, I convinced another organization for this year not to schedule their meetings on Thursdays because I was missing them every month and I'm their treasurer. I am just leaving Thursdays for the most part open. So that's just me, but I like just leaving it as needed for now.
Okay.
There's always a mess of it later if it doesn't work out. But I understand the need to be able to plan. I'm not saying I totally object, but I will for tonight. Thanks.
Any other discussion on that? I mean, Lydia's suggesting to just leave it as needed, but Benito is suggesting that local amendment to put it on the third Thursday of executive session.
No, but that's okay. I mean, why don't we try it this way?
Okay, so we had George's motion that we'll hold the executive sessions as needed on a Thursday. Is there any objection to that?
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
It's not, I don't think it is on a Thursday. It's other Thursdays, you know, Thursdays other than when, in other words, we're not going to have executive sessions the same day as we have open sessions. So.
Yeah.
This is George.
George.
Well, that's how I wrote it, but it does occur to me that we sometimes do, in fact, schedule executive sessions after an open meeting. The main thing is we need to close them out before 11 o'clock. So, as it's written, it basically says what Janet just said.
Okay. So, Benito?
No, that's okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, so is there any objection or any other discussion on that? If not, is there any objection to that language? Okay, so adopted without objection. So please get that in if you haven't submitted it in writing so we can get it to Adriana so we can have the precise language when we make the recommendation to the PNB.
You should have it now.
I have George's motion.
Yeah.
Okay. Could everyone, someone is getting a call. The next item we have is the next meeting date. I know Margie sent a note that she can't meet April, someone, I don't know where that date came from, April the 2nd. But what about...
Tony?
Yeah, Lydia.
This is Lydia. I think Janet might have a handle on those dates because she's been posting. Janet, do you have any information?
I'm sorry, on which dates?
What about March, that first meeting?
No, what is
March,
what is our next meeting?
Our next open session
PM meeting.
It's next Thursday, I believe. Hold on, I'm pretty sure.
That's the 26th for the PNB.
Yes, the 26th.
Well, what about that Monday, the 30th? Is that an open date?
Yes. On the calendar, yes.
So does anybody have a problem with Monday, the 30th, as the next coordinating committee meeting?
Yeah, I can't meet on Monday night.
It's the 5th Monday. You can't meet on Monday nights?
I have another meeting that I attend on those nights.
What about that Tuesday, the 31st? What's on that night?
That's okay.
31st.
Janet, do you see it?
31st is open. March 31st is open.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the 5th Tuesday. That's an extra Tuesday in the month. So anybody has an issue with that 5th Tuesday, March the 31st? Okay, so let's put that on the calendar, March 31st, coordinating committee meeting.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
Adriana, do you want to do that?
Yes. Okay, I can do it. Thank you.
Good.
Okay. So that concludes our meeting. Thank you all.
Thank you, Tony.
Wow.
Nice. Okay.
Lydia, please send me the motion.
Yeah, I'm on my last three words.
That's okay. When you can. Great, thank you.